come and pray in tongues. That's one thing I want you to do a lot this year. Pray in tongues. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Even if I don't share the word today, pray in tongues. God is taking you far. Pray in tongues. Spend some time. Lord, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We are going to pray with fire and with power. Do you say, Lord, today is the first day of Judges of Glory? Can I hear you louder? Do a new thing. Do the first in my life. Pray that prayer. Something that has never happened before. Some of you are 50 years. You are 55, 60 years, 30, 24. What has never happened before? That's the first prayer point. Lord Jesus, do something new in my life. Do something that I will know, that the whole world will know, that I serve a living God. I do the first in my life. Do the first in my life. Let something new happen. When it's happening, let me be pinching myself. That I never knew God would honor me this way. Do the first in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. On the first day of 12 days of glory 2023, every prayer you make shall be answered. The Bible says the zeal of God shall perform this. Therefore, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Let power be available for you for 2020. May you not struggle. May things work for you. Now I decree and I declare, anyone that has been struggling, you've had a down moment in your business, in your career, let everything go up right now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. A threefold amen, somebody. Well, let me get started by welcoming the person on your right and on your left and say, you're welcome to 12 Days of Glory 2023. Come on, come on. Like Elijah Daniel said yesterday, go to 23 people. 23 people. Tell them. You will never remain the same again. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Love you right back. God bless you. The beginning is not the real work, but he who finishes shall receive the award. Don't be excited on the first day alone. Keep that excitement. Let it be going up till the last day. For the path of the just is like a shining light. There are people that will, by tomorrow, they will not come again. Don't join them. Do what you gotta do. Even if you have to travel, do what you gotta do. Join online. Watch the rebroadcast. We're going to rebroadcast at 12 noon. For everybody outside Nigeria, those who are not partners, they're going to watch again. Hallelujah. Make up your mind that you will do what you got to do. Today, I just asked myself, there are many things I could share. What should I share on the first day of Churches of Glory 2023? Mark chapter 4 verse 10. Mark chapter 4 verse 10. But when he was alone, he has told them a parable. When he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And in verse 11, it says, he said to them, to you it is given to know, Genosko, is given to know the mystery, mysterion of the kingdom of God. He's not talking about going to heaven right now. The way the king operates in his domain, the way the king operates, it is given for you to know. But to those who are outside, so it's a secret society. Those who are outside, all things are done in parables. In verse 12, it says, so that seeing they may see and not perceive. They are looking, they can't see it. And in hearing they may hear and not understand. Lest they should turn. If they knew what I'm teaching you, if they knew what you know, they would turn immediately. Someone doesn't need to use his mother for jazz. If he knows, really, really, God prospers people. Oh, you know what the devil is selling? God does not prosper people. It's the work of your hand. Who told you that? I can show you 1,000 scriptures in the Bible that anybody God meets, he prospers them. Don't follow them. Jesus didn't say, when I come back, will I meet church? He knew we'll meet church. He said, will I meet faith? Will people believe the Bible again? In seeing, they may see and not perceive. In hearing, they may hear and not understand. Lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, allow me to read the New Living Translation to you. The Bible says, but people who earn spiritual can receive this truth from God's Spirit. It sounds foolish to them. Okay? So, we're not talking about you receiving things from the head. We're talking about heart. With heart, man receives, not with head. Do you eat into your womb? No, you eat into the stomach. But when you want to deliver a baby, it must go somewhere else. Okay? It sounds foolish to them. They can't understand it. Okay? So, I don't expect everyone to understand except you're born again. For those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Today I want to share with you on the mystery of first fruit. The mystery is a mystery. It's not something that everybody can understand. Just listen. You have to pray about it. You have to say, God, what are you saying? Why are you interested in the first? Why have I told you, despite the fact that I give the people in programs the instruction that no, we should take offering before the word. Once I share and I prophesy, let everybody go home. And God reminded me. I say this under God. I had to call them back to tell them, when I'm done, take the offering. God said, you are going to take the offering before preaching? I said, yes, so we can close early. He said, no. I want to be the first they will spend money for. The first. We've always done it. But God never told us that. I've never said it before in 24 years. The first that you will spend money for. My wife called me this afternoon and told me, the man of God, that we should sow the first fruit to. As she was saying it, the person called. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And like I know my name, I know the things the person pronounced into my life. I pray that somebody in this place will not just hear what I'm saying, will understand it. You see, people talking to you, they are not part of your family. So, I'm not talking to people online. I'm talking to people I'm sent to. Even your family members are not saved. When you have a problem, a real problem, I'm the one they call. So, Eli did not sin. He just didn't tell his children the truth. So, the moment I tell you today, your blood is no longer me. In Exodus 13, I want to read verse 2 to you. I will start from the Old Testament and bring it to the New Testament. Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both man and beast, it is mine. It is mine. God doesn't like leftovers. He wants to be the first. He wants to be the first. In verse 12, because of time, in verse 12, that you set apart to the Lord all that open the womb. That is, every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have, the male shall be the Lord's. God said, I want it. What? You made it. You can command an animal to appear now. Animal, appear! And it will appear. You can shoot to an empty place and an animal will fall down. Why are you interested? Because of many things. Number one, God is a jealous God. Number two, there's a devil on the loose. Who say, Biodo gave you something, but he didn't give you the first. He gave me first. Everybody pays their first fruit. Who you pay it to is who I don't know. In Revelation 22:13, hallelujah, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God says, listen, when it comes to me, I want to be the first and I want to be the last. Everything happens be in the middle. And because he's the first, he deserves the first. He doesn't want to take a leftover. He wants to take the first. As you do it in the name of Jesus, 2023 will be different for you. I say 2023 will be different for you. In Isaiah 44, I read from verse 6, I'm going to 8. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, and the first and the last. Beside me, there's no other. So don't put your job first. Don't put your family first. Don't put anything first. Don't put your car first. Don't put anything first. I'm the first and the last. If I have time, I will show you what the last is. But today, I'm talking about the first. Some things don't make sense that God demands for. And I will show you some things. It doesn't make sense. In verse 7, I'm going to 8. And who can proclaim as I do? Let him declare it. Now, I know that some of you, you believe in grace. And you tell anybody preaching grace to you who doesn't believe in first, let him show me the results. Let him show me. Now, I'm not talking about somebody getting results from their work or they're getting results from defrauding the government. I said, God, something you can't explain. Let him show me their results. Then I will stop preaching this. The first belongs to God. God said, you bring one-eyed goat to me. Can you give your governors that? I deserve the best. I shine upon the wicked and the good. I do everything. What I love is you do for me first. Even your tithe is not any 10%. You know, people have asked me, what if all I have is my tithe and somebody's hungry? What should I do? When you have your tithe, you should have 90. Because God is the first you give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. This is not a burial service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who can proclaim as I do? Let him declare it. Set it in order for him. Since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming shall come, let them show this to them. Verse 8. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Have I not told you from the time I declared it that you are my witness? You are my witness. Is there a God beside me? Indeed, there is no rock, no other rock. I know not one. So because there's none beside me, I deserve the first. You don't even need rocket science to know. In our homes growing up, not now. Daddy had a plate. Daddy had a spoon. You dare not touch it. It's separated for daddy. Because it's the breadwinner of the family. God doesn't want you to serve food. And the one that is left over, you give. No. God wants you to serve for him first. I don't know why he likes it. See, take the scripture 10 times. Drop it, do anything. I say he likes the first. I will show you from the Old Testament to the New Testament if I have time. He likes the first. Yes, sir. You can't say, honor is the protocol, is the code in the kingdom you belong to. And if you honor, he says, I'm your father, where's my honor? You can't do other things. You know, you people like to buy credit to your phone. They like to do their hair. And what is left over there on Sunday, Monday? That's what they give. That's why you are broke. That's why you don't see what we are talking about. I pray in the name of Jesus. You will not just get emotional today. 2023 will be different for you. Can that amen be louder? In 1 Samuel 15 verse 10. I want to read, it's a long read.
I think the best thing to do is I read one verse, you read the next verse. Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel saying, read the next verse, ready, go. What did God tell Samuel that made him to cry all night? Think about it. What is important to God that made Samuel to cry? He's not the one God was scolding. Why was Paul a king? And what did God expect him to do? So when Samuel rose early in the morning, he went to meet Saul. It was told Samuel saying Saul went to Carmel. And indeed, he set up a monument for himself. Spirit of error has entered. I was watching the YouTube today, and Bishop Oedipo said, if any pastor says we built this tabernacle, he would die. God built it. You think that thing is... If you joke with it... He was telling me how that, you know, the day he was dedicating the Canaan land, God just told him to lie down. He just went on his feet with his white suit. He said, now hand over this university to me. In Africa today, you talk about CU. Yes, sir. He is doing nothing but God. Hand over this university to me. Why? Why does God lie first? Why do people have results and others don't have results? Is your mentality. Is the way you are raised. Saul went to Carmel. And indeed, he set up a monument for himself. He has gone on around and passed by and gone down to Gilgal. Next verse, ready, go. What did he say? Blessed are you, Lord. I have. Samuel said to him, what is then the bleating of the sheep and in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which are here? And Saul said, so there are things you want to do that makes sense to you. Oh yeah, I want to give more than 10%. What is 10%? What is first fruit? I want to give everything this year. Mm-mm. First of all, obey God. There is sacrifice. Next verse, verse 16. You know, there are things you say, you never do them. I've been born again for a while. There's nothing you've not thought about that I've not thought about. Then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet! Because he knew he wasn't the king again. There's no way you would tell a king, be quiet. I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, speak on. Ready? Read. Mm-hmm. Now the Lord sent you on a mission. What did he send him? On a mission. What did he send him?
On a mission.
And he said to him, go and utterly destroy them. I want the first fruit. That's the first battle you will go for as a king. That's the first thing. I want everything. Burn everything. Let the incense come to me. The Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Next verse. Ready? Read. Read that again. Read that again. Go ahead. He called it evil. He called it evil. Next verse. And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, gone on the mission on which the Lord has sent me, and I brought back Agag, the king of the Amalek. I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Ready? Read 22. Say it again. The people. Why are you not able to obey God? The people. Some of you are delivered from demons, but you are not delivered from people. You want to give, you call your cousin that is not saved. They want to buy land in our church. Shall I give? Blessed is the man who does not listen to the counsel of their God. But the people took the plunder and sheep and oxen, the best of things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. Samuel 20, verse 22. Let's read together. Ready, read. Say, now listen. It's not as if God doesn't like sacrifice, but he loves obedience more. Read on. As in obeying the voice of the Lord. Ready, read. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. Some of you are witches. And stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being the king. What was the word? Destroy. I want the first fruit. I'm going somewhere. Just follow me. Ready? Read. Oh, but he said, blessed is the name, blessed be Samuel of God. I have done what the Lord has said. Delayed obedience is rebellion. Half obedience is disobedience. I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice more than God. Verse 25, let's read together. Ready, read. He was still religious. I've told you on 31st night, if you don't come to Jesus, you have not come. If you don't do what he has said, no matter how intelligent you think you have wasted your time. In this day when the scripture was written, all the countries, their kings will go and fight and will bring home some things and sacrifice for their God. That's what people wanted to do to God. Is it wrong to do that? But God said, I don't want. That's your first fruit. You must give everything, burn everything to me. But Saul didn't understand. He thought God just wanted him to kill the people. He didn't know that God will use that first to brag. Okay. Now, I prepared that you wouldn't agree with me early. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, so seek ye first the way God does things. Be at par with it. Kingdom of God is not kingdom of heaven. It's the way the king operates in his domain. Okay? It's God's modus vivendi. God's method of operation. The kingdom of God is like a man that plants a seed. Heaven is not like a man that plants a seed. And he waits. First the air, the blade, and the full corn. God brought Jesus and he waited. For 2,000 years, look at you. Look at your son. You are born again today. Okay? That's the way God operates. When he was sowing Jesus, he was not doing it because people could kill Jesus. He was doing it deliberately because he had you in mind. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah! That was his firstborn. He had to let go. The first had to be his. He had to let go of the first fruit to bring many sons to glory. That's the way God operates. So you seek first the kingdom of God and be at par with it. And every other thing that you are chasing after, husband, job, promotion, will be added unto you. I pray in the name of Jesus. You won't only get what I'm saying. You will understand what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus. In Leviticus 23 verse 10, Leviticus 23 verse 10, speak to the children of Israel, say to them, I wish I could read from verse 9, God was talking to Moses, their pastor, say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of first fruit of your harvest to the priest. He didn't give them this instruction in Egypt when they were slaves. He didn't give them this instruction in the wilderness for 40 years. And he said to them, when you cross Jordan and you enter into something new, you must bring your first fruit. Somebody here, in 2023, I prophesy to you, we enter into something new. You will enter the land. In the name of Jesus. I say you enter the land. In the name of Jesus. You will enter the land. Giving of first fruit is the proof that you have left bondage. Giving of first fruit is the proof that God has helped you, that you have entered into a new dimension. For 430 years, they were slaves. They were begging, living from hand to mouth. He said, when you have planted and you have reaped your first harvest, I want the first. I want it. Take it to church. That's what I want. In Deuteronomy 26 from verse 1. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I want to read to verse 4. And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Okay? Before you enter into your inheritance, you don't give first fruit. If you are still in bondage, if you are still down, if you are still under oppression, no, I'm not talking to you. But the moment you are born again, you cross over Jordan. What God demands from you is your first. When you honor him, in 1 Samuel 2, he said, I honor those who honor. When you honor him, God sees it as honor. It shall be, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you as an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell in it, I'm going to verse 4, that you shall take some of the first fruit of the product of the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you. And put it in the basket and read to verse 4 what he said they should do. Do it, let the priest wave. The main instruction in the Old Testament. But the principle is the same before the law, after the law, during the law, the first should belong to God. That's why you can't sing Koza. The first 13 days we dedicate to God. We do baby dedication. We don't bring them in front of the altar. We bring them on the altar. Because God said you must present your firstborn to me. You know why God killed the Egyptians? He said, Israel is my firstborn. And because you've touched the firstborn, I must touch you. Is a principle that you don't operate, you don't understand with your head, you must understand with your heart. Don't destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. Huh? After the service, in the name of Jesus, you will exemplify a strange blessing. Now, I don't know how to say this. Let me say it this way. We've not been so blessed like in the last 3 years. Since we started COSA. It has never happened. We're going to be 24 next month. It has never happened. If your blessing is about your salary, the same thing, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Whatever it does, it prospers. Whatever. Pray that anything that has your name on it, after you receive this teaching and you decide to plug in into covenant, let there be results you can explain. Let there be results you can explain. In the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah 2 verse 3. Jeremiah 2 verse 3. Glory be to God. Israel was holiness to the Lord. I wish I had time to explain this, but I don't have time. That's why there's no clothes they wear, no culture they have that you will see in any other nation. Every other nation is copying them. God designed what the priest will wear, what the citizen will wear, what the king will wear, everything. No culture like them. Israel was holiness. Agion means you separated. Agiasmos means separated. It's not purity. Purity is holiness. But what he's talking about is that Israel is separated. The first fruit of his increase. What? No wonder you can't destroy Israel. All the nations that surround Israel, they are their enemies. They are Arabian nations. They can't touch them. They are very small. You can't touch. If you go on the internet today, you'll see them talking about Israel. America is supporting them. They shoot people. They do. Okay, why don't you do what they are doing? Because God is supporting them. Israel, Bible says, first fruit of his increase. All that defile him will offend. Disaster will come upon them. If you pay your first fruit, anybody that tries to devour you is just a matter of time. Disaster will come upon them. I said disaster will come upon them. If you had an idea what your enemies are going through, forget about Instagram. If you know the real problem they are dealing with. Somebody went to gossip somewhere. After gossiping, he fell from upstairs. He fell down. And when he fell down, the place where he went to go, everybody ran inside. The husband of the house came and told me, said, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm different. I don't know about it. In Kaduna, I think there are four herbalists came together to look for Bishop Oyedepo. They can't find him. He's hidden Christ with God. When you are a forceful prayer, when you enter that covenant, the devil knows. Why is it that the Mark 666, they didn't say, if you don't have that mark, you can't go to the hospital. You can't do it. It's linked with commerce. You can't buy and sell if you don't have the mark. The devil told Jesus Christ, bow down to me. If you bow down to me, I will give you the glory of the kingdom. In other words, you don't have to follow God. You don't have to follow his modus vivendi. We can join together and form a new order. I pray for you. You only hear this word. You only get excited or get emotional. You will understand it. Service will soon end. As service ends, God will not end with you. God will show you more. You know, some pastors come to this place and they say, what's your secret? I say, are you blind? People that are close to me, I show them what I give my mentors as seeds. As seeds. Which pastor we announce that the first offering they are taking will be given to people they believe in. Which pastor? I can do it. I've been doing it. I've never taught it. Maybe I taught it last year. And I found out that people can enter into what they are supposed to enter if they don't understand this. Many pastors do it. They can't teach it because they are afraid of the people. One of the things, if you are here, you are a pastor, is get off salary so that nobody controls what you say. You say what you have to say and go away. The best of all first fruits of any kind. Every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest. All you shall give the priest. Let's go to verse. To cause a blessing to rest in your house. That's where I'm going. Some people have blessings in January. They don't have in February and March and May. To cause the blessing to sit. First fruit is powerful. The enemy has done a great job in telling people that naturally are selfish not to be part of it. Pastors, you are listening to me. Let your church do it. Encourage your members. People may see all sorts about you. My sheep hear my voice and the voice of the stranger, they will not follow. First fruit is powerful. To cause the blessing to rest. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Because this is not a theology school. I want to impart you. Pray in the name. In 2023, the blessing will rest. No longer will you have first class 2-1 and not have a job. The blessing will rest. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, your marriage, your family will be better than where you came out from. The blessing will rest. If you believe it, shout a threefold amen. Many people are walking out because they are scared. What will happen 2 years time? I may not have money. When you do this, you have money. Every year will be an improvement. Proverbs 4:18 is not a joke. The path of the just, you see everybody, the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter. Can I pray for you? This is the least you will ever be. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. They threw Joseph in the pit. They sold him. They did everything. They couldn't destroy him because there was a blessing in it. I pray in the name of Jesus. As you hear this word and plug yourself into it, your prophecy will appear unto all. I say your prophecy will appear unto all. In Numbers 18 verse 12, Numbers 18 verse 12, I have a lot of scriptures. That's why I'm rushing. All the best, okay? Don't give 50,000 or 20,000. And you know, for some people, 50 is their best. You know, Jesus Christ was watching giving of offering one day and said, the widow gave the most. She gave a mite. Others were given out of their treasures. If 50,000 is a sacrifice for you, oh, God will bless you. He will enlarge you. Because you are releasing your faith. But someone like me, I'm giving 50,000. That's my first fruit. Come on, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because God has blessed you more than that. The best of oil, the best of new wine, the best of grain. They are first fruits which they offer to the Lord. I have given them to you. I wish I could read more and show you. But you bring the best of it to the Lord. In Joshua chapter 7, because of time, we will start reading from verse 10, but let me say the background to it. Jericho was not the promised land alone. It was the gateway to the promised land. And the Bible says no one came in, no one went out, because the door was shut because of covenant people. See, the devil is not afraid of you praying in tongues. He's not afraid of you being born again. He's afraid of you being born again, praying in tongues, and you have money. What can you not do? When you hear that God is blessing that church, did the dead rise in that church? Ordinary buying a new keyboard. God is helping them all. Ordinary building, new building. Is money after God. The only thing compared to God in the Bible. Even the devil is not compared to God. He says you can't serve God and mammon. You got to have it. And you don't need to do Yahoo Yahoo. You don't need to use your mother for sacrifice. This is the way to do it. The gate of Jericho was securely shut, so that even the inhabitants, people that were living there, they didn't go out, they didn't come in, because of covenant people that were coming. And God told them, you know the strategy. Go around, don't talk, don't do this. Finally, when you enter, Jericho is your first. Burn everything. Don't take everything. It belongs to me. Achan, when he entered, you know, if you've been a slave for a long time, he saw Babylonian garments. He said, hey! Yeah, 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 yeah. I want to ask you a question. The salary you spent last year, where was it? Where is it? I remember the first time I gave $1 million. It was a church in Abuja. I just found myself. I came out. I said, who told me to come out? I told my wife, I said, hey, you have climbed a tree more than the branches. I had to pay it in peace. You know, thankfully, the pastor was related to me, so I was sending it in pieces. You know what happened to me? I know you believe me. I was in Lagos with a friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine. My wife just called. Said someone brought $1 million to our house in Lorry. I said, call this protocol. Take it to GTB before The protocol landed. Somebody else brought another woman in. She's here. That was how it started. Some of you are always thinking, if I have, the level you are right now, if you don't give to God, on your page, on your social media, if Jesus is not there, when God increases you are increased, you will never. The chicken that will do sham, sham, when it's old, is from when it's young. You will see it. It's from when it's young. I'm telling you, how much money would I spend? Did we really want to do this program? On their own, people were just given. So we don't have a need in this church. I just want you to prosper. I want you to prosper. And I found out that this is something you're not doing. And as you do it, I went to a mentor's house one day. And when I drove in, I said, Kai, I thought I was blessed. So when nobody was there, I said, sir, what do you do? And you have to tell me. He said, Jesus has not had to remind me of my tithe one day. I said, you will hear from me. No, because I like what I'm saying. Now, I may take it to another level because I'm younger. But this person has money. I asked the banker. I was talking to my leader. I said, how much do you need to float a bank? They said 25 million, 20 million. The deposit for their building was 100 million. 100 billion. And they paid it. They paid it. Cash. It's not because they talk to people or no. Money is just coming from everywhere. I was in a meeting when the man said, don't give for the building. Just build a church for God. Just on your own. Just don't give for the building. Who does that? Who says that? I know a little bit of what I'm sharing with you. It doesn't make sense, but it makes God. Tap your neighbor, say the blessing will rest this year. Find a new neighbor, say the blessing will rest this year. See, if one rich man out of 1,000 poor people is a poor person. So, just prosper for yourself. Don't give anybody, just prosper for yourself. The mentality you have is destroying you. And people sponsoring it, they are deliberate. They know exactly. In case you are here and your business has not been doing well, in 2023, you will invite us to dedicate a new business. In 2023, you will invite us to dedicate a new business. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. If you are here today, you have an uncompleted building. Anything you do. Look at me, everybody. If this church is broke for 1 month, you will know. Let's talk about the NEPA bills. Don't let us talk about, if you are a pastor, do DPE every day and buy diesel every day. In a month, you will know. We didn't just plant one church, two churches on my own. I went to buy equipment for £30,000. This is the first time I will say it. For somebody I met under 24 hours. What are you talking about? There are levels. And that's where you're going this year. I said, that's where you're going this year. If you believe it, shout at me like fire. Some things we talk about on the stage is out of humility. How shall these people understand? If you understand the dimension. I said something on 31st night. One thing you miss when you leave this church is ease. You are a minister in a church. They will look at your title. You must give for a program. Ease. You can be here and I will not even know that you are giving. Ease. Somebody left this church and came back. He's the one that said it. He said, Pastor, do you know I left? I said, Not because I don't care about him, but I was on holiday at the time. He said to me, one thing I noticed, they don't have the finance in this place. You said it. I've been here since 2008. I've never visited any church. Not because I didn't want to go, but there's an assignment God gave to me. I pray as we're dedicating cars, we're inaugurating businesses. Lugbe Church, almost every Sunday, dedication of cars. You know, somebody, a billionaire in town called me and said, you know something, there's something about your church. My cousin, that was a street girl, she's now the PA to a governor. God lifted her up. I said, that's the grace you carry. Oh, you may think maybe I'm bragging. That's the grace you carry. You saw the person. When I was seeing the face on the screen, didn't even know I met him before. We went to Manchester. Very simple service. You watched it. After the service, I stood for 2 hours praying for people. Next day, got a job of a superman. That's the grace of God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, you may think I'm just bragging. When God places something in your life, you must say it. When Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to do this. He wasn't bragging. He was saying what you call it. I prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, 2023, the emblem of this church, the wealthy place, shall be a reality in your life. Shall be a reality in your life. Shall be a reality in your life. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Sit down. I have some more time. In verse 10 of Joshua chapter 7. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why did he lie down? They went to Ai. Ai means too small. They had defeated Jericho yesterday. That was where Achan stole the Babylonian garment from. And Joshua was at Gilgal. He was on his face. He said, how can we lose this battle? How? When I sent spies to the place and they said they are too small. Don't let us waste people's time. Let them go. And the children of Israel ran in front of God. Didn't show up because they didn't give God the first. And God told them, get up! Why do you lie on your face? Verse 11. Israel has sinned for not giving their first fruit. What's the big deal? Why do you like first fruit? Why do you like first? What's the big deal? Israel has sinned and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. So it's not just an instruction, it was a covenant. For they have taken some accursed thing, you see? It's an accursed thing. It's an accursed thing. That was their first as they entered the battle, the promised land. That was the first. God said, burn everything. I want it. Now there's meat offering, there's burnt offering. That you burn meat offering, you burn the fat to God, you take the meat home. Burnt offering, you burn everything. That was what God told Abraham to do for Isaac. Burn everything. Because Isaac is your fault. He said, take now your only son. What about Ishmael? Your only son. Your only son, Isaac. Burn him for me. God couldn't go with Abraham far until he offered Isaac. He raised up the knife. God said, you've done it. Yeah, you've done it. That's all I wanted. I was just testing you. Carry Baba. What God is able to bring to you depends on what you are able to walk away from. I know what we walked away from. Before I started buying a bag of rice in my house, I was giving honorarium that I can't mention on the stage to people. And they will go like this. I'll be like, we've been practicing this covenant a long time ago. Pray in the name of Jesus. That people have read the Bible, they didn't understand. It's your life. I'm not talking about people stealing from government, stealing, doing deals. I'm talking about God blessing you. A deal that will blow your socks off will come to you in 2023. God will surprise you. You know that song we sing, Shemi Nori? You will say, am I the one? That's why I'm preaching to you, faith. I don't want you to do it to impress somebody. I don't want you to do it because you saw somebody. I want you to have a revelation before you do it. Pray that you'll stand out.
Amen.
Sit down. I have two or three because of time. I will just show you two. I'm out of time. My covenant, which I command, for they have even taken some accursed things and both stolen and deceived. They have also put among them their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. The reason why you failed in that business is not because the business was too much. God didn't go with you. I'm telling you, some will never believe. A pastor in Port Harcourt that I've never met before had a stroke and was watching the TV, watching my message. And you know the story. You can go on YouTube and what the testimony. Because they couldn't stand before their enemies. The next time you have a project and your workers will be defrauding you, that's the last time it will happen.
Yeah.
Everything will align in the name of Jesus. God will prove himself strong. Even your house self shall become like your daughter.
Amen.
You will have favor.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout him like fire.
Amen.
Because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed thing among you. Verse 13. Get up, sanctify the people. Say to them, sanctify yourself tomorrow, because thus saith the Lord, there's an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until I take it away. Let me show you some more scriptures. That was their first. That was in the promised land. By Joshua 18 verse 2. Even Joshua was telling them, how long are you slack to go and possess? Don't burn the rest of the things. Go. They are yours now. But the first, give it to God. In Romans 11 verse 16, because of time, let's read from 16. For if the first fruit is holy, it will be separated. The lump, the whole thing will be holy. It's the love of once and for all. Maybe you don't get it. Adam sinned, everybody sinned. Jesus paid and was righteous. Everybody died on the cross and were righteous. David killed Goliath. He had four other brothers. They should have said, you kill our brother. We are coming after you. They all ran away. What did Goliath say? Give me a man. It's the love one for all. All for one. When David won, Israel that was afraid for 40 days, they ran after them. They defeated them because it's all for one. If the first is holy, if the first, that's why I don't joke with 12 days of glory.
Yes.
If the first is holy, the rest will be holy. If the root is holy, the branches also will be holy. I pray for you. Any ladder the enemy is using to access your life is over today.
Yes.
It's over today.
Yes.
It's over today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Exodus 22:29. Exodus 22:29. I will give you one more scripture and we'll pray because I'm out of time. Exodus 22:29. You shall not delay. You see, some people, like the church that my father attended, once they see your tithe, you become the chairman of every society. So my father told me, I believe, because I encouraged him, you must pay your tithe. You must pay your first fruits. You won't do well if you don't do it. You must do it. So he said, okay, son, I will do it. But I have to divide it. That's why God said, bring the whole tithe. He said, I must do it. Because you shall not delay. Okay? You promised God in October. You've not done it in February. Why? And God has blessed you over and over. It was when God blessed you, remember, hey, I'm supposed to do my hair. I'm so, you shall not delay to offer the first. Don't delay. Don't say, you know, I didn't plan this. So, let me wait till February. I love the way you are looking. It takes faith to do it. In Exodus 23, verse 19. I'm going to close on this note because of time. Exodus 23, verse 19. The first of the first fruit of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord. Don't give anybody. Don't even give me. There's an account you're supposed to put it. Just do it for the Lord and go away. There's a COSA account. Because the only high priest right now is Jesus Christ. Nobody is a high priest anymore. Nobody. We are all priests. The high priest is Jesus. There was a human high priest then. But the high priest now is Jesus. Again, just in case you're looking sad. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that I'm sent to. Because people fight to be in bondage. They fight. But please, I've said this, I need to repeat. After 24 years, even if you were selling sand for 24 years, you will not show up in 2023 and expect that I have to look this way. I have to look that way. If I didn't steal COSA money, if God blesses me, you are too small to tell me what to do. You are too small. So you can believe what you want to believe. If you listen to an online personality, oh yeah. When you have a need, call him. Okay? Don't come to church because I will not answer you. Except you are listening to me. Because it takes time. If you jump up, you come down. God is not into magic. You grew up, you stay there. It takes time. I pray in the name of Jesus. This thing you are hearing, for those of you that will do it, particularly if you live in Lagos or you live outside, you are hearing on the internet, you will be the first testimony I will hear. In the name of Jesus. Please, I'm out of time. Read Exodus 23, 19 to 26. I say you will be the first testimony I will hear. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet. We are out of time. You are going to pray right now. You say, as I obey God's word. That's not everybody. You're not planning to obey God's word. Say, as I obey God's word. In the name of Jesus. Let everything respond to me. Pray the prayer. Let everything respond to me. Being on a spot is not my portion. Being in a place is not my portion. Let everything respond to me. Even as I obey God's word. In the name of Jesus. Kare bababa kasanta rabaka shitari baba. As I obey God's word, let everything respond to me. Everything. 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 This pastor that has bent over backwards to tell me something, as the Lord convinces me and I do the word, let everything, let my testimony be the first thing we hear. Let the Lord change my status. Let me be an example in this crooked world. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. You're going to pray. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, can you make it louder? Let me be reigning with Christ Jesus